Good morning and welcome to Community Connection on Star 94.5. I'm Monica May. My guests this morning are from Route 7 Orlando. Some young brothers going into schools like Carver Middle School. These are brothers, real life brothers, good looking guys too, but young men going in to mentor young men, and they are part of a chain of brothers. Jacksonville want to start one in Carolinas too, but they just do this out of their heart. They know that there's a need for us to give back. Gene Martin is in the station with us, and Jonathan Lopez, as well as, what's your name, young man?
Devon Burns.
I know who you are. Devon works with our radio station, and he too is a part of this group. How did y'all get together?
We initially met through friendship, you know, working with each other. We thought that maybe we should come together and do something a little bit better, something for the community and impact youth directly. So
y'all were just hanging out. How did it come up? Because, I mean, that's going to be a question that's going to be on everybody's mind.
I'll give Gene the credit. This is really his brainchild. We always got together for, you know, drinks, dinner, lunches, just going out. And we figured, you know, he's like, yo, how would you feel about doing something more?
Wow.
So he came to us with an idea. Didn't really get into detail. He's like, look, man, I want to put something together. I'm trying to get a few like-minded brothers, individuals. We're all business professionals in our own right. It kind of just started as an accountability group where outside of our normal, you know, 9 to 5s, we have a support system with guys that we hang out with that I consider friends. And it's more than just the normal discussions that we have. Oh, how's work? How's it going? Kind of figuring out how we can help each other with our own personal and professional goals.
Right.
That is so cool. Not a fraternity.
Not at all. No hazing at all. You know, just holding each other accountable. But what more can we do outside of holding each other accountable? So reaching out and having a community service aspect of things. And that's when it came to mind is, why not start mentoring young men? Well, I can speak for myself. I didn't have a male role model growing up. And I know many young black males don't. Mm-hmm. So what can we do to lend that helping hand right in our backyard?
Now, in the harvest of where we are right now, we know that we've got a social situation, an element that's happening right now, behavior-wise, for our young men, that guys like you all don't come into play. We don't know what's going to happen to some of these boys. What are you seeing in some of the schools?
It's very individualistic. There's lack of role models.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that any type of influence that we can provide, us banding together, us sharing with these youth, hey, we hold each other accountable. We work hand in hand with each other. And it's not just on a work level. It's on a personal level as well. So us coming together and leading by example more so than none.
So how did you pick Carver Middle School? That's the school that you're currently providing your services to.
We actually partnered up with My Brother's Keeper Initiative, which is a part of the Orange County Public School System. They gave us the schools that were in trouble more far as grades,
attendance,
kids not showing up for class, things like that. The focus was to go in those neighborhoods first. The neighborhoods where it's hard to get mentors to go, and no one wants to be around those kids and, you know, in that environment.
Don't you just hate hearing that? That hurts my heart.
Absolutely.
When I hear people who are in the know, quote unquote, say that. I've done a little bit of everything at a lot of these schools, and you hear certain schools and people dub them like that. And I say it's not so much the kids. What's mama and daddy doing? How are they treating these kids for them to act like that? And I gotta say it, mama and daddy sometimes are the influencers on their behavior. And sometimes they're the ones coming into the schools and the kids are known through their parents. So mom and dad, this is a message for you. We got to watch what we say and do and how we treat the people who are in charge of our children as well during those 8 hours of the school day.
Absolutely. And me personally, I was raised in a family with a mindset that it takes a village, where it has to come from more than just mom and dad. If dad isn't around, you know, there's uncles or family members. But, you know, some kids aren't that fortunate enough to even have that. And one message that stood out to us was the fact that it was so difficult for them to find people to mentor at Carver, to find people to mentor at Meadowbrook, that they would go, but then after a day or two, a couple of sessions, they wouldn't show back up. So for us, it was something that we absolutely have to do, and not just do individually. We really, really made it a point to do it as a group.
So on the days that you go,
we are going as a group. And I think, you know, showing that unified front, showing that band of brothers together, working together to, you know, help impact our youth, I think that'll go a long way with them. Showing that they can work together to do things.
The first day, what was that like? Because none of us are not teachers. We're not.
Very true.
It was kind of like they just threw us in the fire.
That's right.
Just go at it.
I got thrown in the fire, too.
Just go at it.
That's exactly what it was. And, you know, we didn't come with a curriculum.
Okay.
We went with the mindset of, hey, there's about 20 kids in this group. Let's break them up and let's learn who they are individually. Let's see what some of the challenges they're facing. Let them do the speaking and let them allow us to build trust back and forth. So that way, once we develop that relationship, then we can dig a little bit deeper as to what are the root of some of these problems. Mm-hmm. What's up with the attendance? What's up with the bad grades? And how can we turn that around?
The ages that you all are doing over at Carver right now?
Primarily 7th and 8th grade.
Okay. And see, and I've mixed some grades as well, but I'm doing elementary school. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to curve the attitudes. The attendance, I don't have as much of a problem, but the attitudes I'm trying to work with right now. I remember the first time I went, and these were all fifth grade girls at that time. They sat back with their arms folded and their legs looking at me like, who are you? You know, you just have to go in there and gently let them know who you are, but more importantly, that you are coming back. Those are the two things that were most important. They need to know that you're genuine, that you care, you love them, but that you're coming back. What do you think that stems from?
Well, I think that you must have consistency, because if consistency is not in the household, it's not in the neighborhood, it's the only thing that is going to allow for that trust to be built.
What do you think, Jonathan?
It's a trust thing. They have people that come in and out of their lives, not just at home, not just in the neighborhood, but at school as well. Teachers, they also come and go. Especially at Carver Middle School, it's very hard from what we've been told to get really good teachers to come there and teach. Not that the ones that are there aren't doing their job, but being that the students act in a certain way and their behavior isn't necessarily the best at all times. You know, it takes a special kind of person to really want to deal with that consistently day in and day out. And I think, you know, for us, that consistency, going back to what Gene said, is what's going to matter the most. Them seeing us there every day. I mean, the first day we went in there, we were thrown in the deep end, and mm-hmm. we kind of had to swim. You had some kids on their phones, some kids, you know, on YouTube, whatever the case may be, not really engaged.
Right.
But, you know, allowing them, you know, all right, I see you there, being somewhat still firm, you know, hey, eyes up, you know, we're mm-hmm. here, we're here for a reason, to let them
right.
know, look, our time is valuable as well. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the lessons that we also want to instill in them, is that time is a commodity. It is something that people value. And if we're going to be here spending our time with you guys, we want you to give us your role as well. Because as you can see, we're all here together to be here for you. So let's make sure we make the most of it.
Now, Devon, with you a part of this, I never saw that side from you. But I guess because I always see you in the capacity here at the station.
Right.
When you brought Route 7 to my attention, I was just not really sure. But then as we talked about it, and dude has been very consistent. Persistent.
Right.
About getting some time on the radio. And the encouragement that you want to offer this morning is to get other brothers to step up to the plate.
Absolutely.
Come on, let's talk.
Just let them know that, you know, it's possible. You know, we're here. There are people like us that do exist. We do go in the community. We can help out. We can make a difference. And we can come together to make a difference as well.
And the importance of it coming from people that are in your age category, of your masculinity, what do you think is the important value in that?
Just having the kids see you doing it makes a difference. When they know that there are people out there that are actually changing their lives, or, hey, they might have came from the same background that we came yeah. from, but they made a difference in their life, and they're going to give it back and pay it forward, as they say, mm-hmm. to someone else. And I think that's a big key in our process.
So what is the way that someone could get their own organization started? How did you all start Route 7? And where'd you get the name from?
Well, the name stemmed from another member of ours, and we tasked him as our creative art designer, Carlos Phillips. Shout out to you. But he's branded us, created our logo, but when coming up with the name, identifying the major roads and highways in Orlando and bringing them to as one and coming together as one.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured that we're that extra route outside of the six major highways and byways in Orlando, the 7th route being one that connects us all.
Well, this is deep.
It's very deep.
I got to think of a name for me. Okay. All right.
And I mean, you mentioned encouraging people to, you know, do this on their own. This is an open format for us as well. We welcome new members. You can follow us on Instagram.
That is at Route 7 Orlando.
Okay.
On Twitter and on Instagram.
Anybody wants to join, come to any of our accountability meetings, you're more than welcome to. You want to get involved and be a part of what we're doing.
And we promote those via our social avenues. We target the last Friday of each month at different locations so that we can accommodate many people if they, you know, care to join. And it's also another avenue for us to introduce you to the My Brother's Keeper initiative and to, you know, continue to recruit mentors.
I am just so proud of you guys. I mean, I really am. I have goosebumps because it's such a simple thing. You all make it look doable. You know how people say it's simple, but if it was so simple, how come more people aren't doing
right.
it?
Right.
But it's simple enough the way you all have come in here, and with your presence alone, I can tell that you're serious. I guess that's how Orange County Public Schools looked at you all too and said that they must be serious coming in here to do this. What are you looking for as you take on perhaps new members? What do they have to bring to the table?
Themselves.
Be authentic.
They have to be like-minded. And I would say, you know, have goals set for themselves.
Gotcha.
We don't want anybody that's stagnant. It's not that it's like you're not allowed, you are allowed type of a deal. But we want to make sure that, you know, you want to grow both personally and professionally.
All right. Okay. And that's good. Is there an age with you all?
Not at all. Not at all. Young professionals.
Very cool.
Male,
very cool.
Female. Right now, we're typically predominantly male group, but I mean, we're open to accepting females as well.
And then we do have one key female member, Jacqueline Beto,
right.
that has helped us immensely through the process with Orange County Public Schools and helping us get involved with the My Brother's Keeper program, and kind of was that conduit between us and the school. So she was an immense help and has been helping us, you know, as we continue to grow.
Okay. Well, again, we're speaking with three of the members of Route 7. It's seven altogether. We did have one that's moving into the Carolinas to hopefully begin the same process there. Mentoring is important. It's about sharing yourself. It's about being authentic with these kids. It's about letting them come to be a part of your life as well as you impacting them every time you meet them. When I'm around a kid, the first thing I'll say is, hey, how you doing? How was school today? What you learned? Tell me one thing. And it doesn't always have to come from a book.
Very
doesn't
true.
Always have to come from a teacher. It could be from an interaction. And that's what I'm saying. Imparting interactions with these kids daily. It may not be that you're meeting with them every day, but if you can impact their behavior, you will find you all in them 20 times over. You got 20 kids.
Sure.
I want my girls to think, what would Miss Monica do in this situation?
Right.
This, we talked about something like this before. Let me think, you know? Only way you can have that is by consistently being in these kids' faces. They gotta feel you, they gotta see you. So I am so proud of you all. Catch up with Route 7 Orlando on Twitter and on Instagram. They're in Carver Middle School, coming to a school near you
soon. There you go.
How about that? Anything else y'all wanna add?
I wanna give a shout out to our brothers in Jacksonville as well. They are Ninth Bridge Jacks. They're doing some major things. They have stemmed their accountability group there, and what they're doing is helping minority businesses and helping them over their tech issues, whether it be from a marketing standpoint, logo design, things of that nature. So I definitely want to give them a big shout out as well.
Cool.
And I personally just want to say thank you to you, Monica, and the Star 94.5 family for having us and showing us your support.
Thank you. D?
That's Route 7, Route, the number 7, Orlando.
And a big shout out to all of our members. I appreciate everybody's consistency. We started this in January of 2016, and this is a huge thing. I never thought it was going to be this big, and for the impact that we're able to create and to see it grow past a year off of a simple idea of a New Year's resolution of holding myself accountable and how can I help others do the same.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just thank everybody that's been a part of the journey.
Well, I just want to thank you. You all have made your moms proud. And I'll tell you, that means that they've imparted something in you, and you're wearing it well, and it shows. So that's good, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now I want to swing over to another group of brothers, and this is why I wanted to do this show just like this, because my mom would say it takes all kinds to make a world work.
Exactly.
But it takes all kinds of people to keep that world working.
Yeah.
On the other side, you have some brothers from Let Your Voice Be Heard. We got Miles and Zulu Dynasty in the studio with us this morning, and we want to talk about these guys and their stories and why they're mentoring now. They're dealing with the same kind of boys to try to deter them from doing some of the same things they got them messed up. So Zulu, let's start with you.
Yeah, you know, I spent a long time in prison, in the streets, doing a lot of things in the negative. So, you know, my experiences in the negative has led me to reach back out to the youth to try to deter them from the paths and the routes that I took. The pain that I went through from my trial and my error has stimulated my heart to the extent where I don't want to see these kids go through, you know, my trial and error. So that's one of my key reasons, getting back out in the trenches every day telling these kids that, man, it's a better way, it's a better life, and trying to get them some type of sense of hope to do better things with their lives.
When I look at you, I see somebody that has a heart for that. Miles, I see the same thing from you as well. Give us a little bit of your history, too.
I'm going to tell the truth. I wasn't on the level of what Zulu was on, so I speak for a lot of the people that people forget about. I was one of the people who was running out in the streets trying to get to that level and never got there, so I have a lot of more failures and downs than I can remember ups. And, you know, going through life, I always remember people telling me, you know, you could do better if you wanted to, but I didn't want to. And at the same time, I didn't have nobody representing something better that I could see right in my face. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I saw better was people who was moving on a level like Zulu, and people who was moving at that time who were doing big things. So that's what I used to aspire to. So when I get older and I'm knowing that I barely escaped some of the stuff that could have happened to me, and I got friends who's dead and in jail, and I'm realizing all the stuff that happened to me that's not normal, I'm like, let me try to be different. Let me be my same person I am, same person who grew up in the hood but knew a little bit better than to be doing stuff all the time. And now I'm gonna try to represent that for the kids so they can see a different example. So now they do got somebody that can be like, okay, Miles and Zulu, they moving around doing this, and they ain't gotta try to change who they are. They keeping it straight to who they are on the inside, and it's real.
I was mentoring a group of girls, as I told you, and as we get ready for what's next with our mentoring level, one of them says, I just want to be me. I just want to be me. And when you talk about being me in comparison to some other people that you want to, or that just we see in our hood, sometimes it does take you in a different direction. So I'm glad that God kept you, and I'm glad that God saved you. How about that?
Great. Exactly.
And I'm glad that we're getting ready to make big moves in Orlando and Orange County. So let's talk about what Let Your Voice Be Heard is all about.
It's a couple people in Let Your Voice Be Heard that's making this really happen. And this is a real community effort. We're unfunded program. We do this out of our own pocket and what people contribute. So, you know, we just want to really thank everybody who's been supporting us, because really that's what's got us here. And at the same time, we got some projects coming up for the youth directly. We do youth after school outreach, but we're shifting a couple things to do some more workshops. So we've been doing workshops in the schools, but now we're doing some youth crime prevention workshops on the summertime. But the main focus is not just crime prevention. It's also about entrepreneurship. It's about social services. It's about mental health. It's about finding out what these kids want to do in life, because everybody don't want to go to college. They may want to go a different route. So what we're doing is we're trying to reach out to the kids that might fall through the gaps. They're not in the bigger programs. They're not the ones that you see in everyday society. They're the ones that people are scared of, but those are the people we know need us. And at the same time, we go out there all the time to the kids. We're out there on Mercy. We're out there by Jones. And we're talking to kids who's like, where's the opportunity at? Because that's all they want. So we got that coming up real soon, June 17th. And then we got a big event coming up July 8th at the Central Florida Fairgrounds at the Amphitheater. And we're going to have a lot of different vendors, programs. We hope to have you out there and some other people that could reach the community. We're going to give them everything they need, a community resources fair, so to say.
How will we be able to draw the kids out there? I know we can use this mic. I know we're going to use Power 95.3. How are we going to draw those kids out there? This is where the community has to become a part of it. Because we got to feed them, so we need vendors who can feed them.
Yes.
We got to have music, so we need some DJs.
Yes.
What are we looking for? What do y'all need?
We have one of the local rappers, Mook Boy. He's agreed to come out and perform for free. Thank God for that. And we actually been reaching out to a couple more performers. And but the key thing is that me and Miles have been, for the past year, we have been interacting with these kids. I mean, day by day, phone calls, inboxes, text messages. So a lot of the kids are already acquainted with us, and we've been building a relationship with them. And it's been phenomenal, because now the kids, they call us on many different occasions. We stay pulling up in certain areas, reaching out to them, the parents. But we will need the community to get involved. We're asking that all vendors, we're placing a demand on the whole entire city of Orlando, Orange County. If people want to get involved, they want to see the crime stop, they want Orlando to be a better place, then we're asking for everybody to get involved. Reach out to us. We need your help. This is not just Let Your Voice Be Heard. We're willing to partner up with anybody that wants to see the crime rate stop and want to see these young people living a better lifestyle.
How do we reach you?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, we got the website, which will have details. It's letyourvoicebeheardinc.com. And when you go on there, you'll see a tab that says subscribe events. But, it, you know, it's just letyourvoicebeheardinc.com. You can go on there. If you even want to donate or just support the movement by signing up to volunteer, you can do that, because we're going to have volunteers there. We're going to need vendors for food. We're going to need people who may want to do face painting. We're going to bring out bounce houses for the kids. We're also going to have workshops to teach you how to get some finances started, have information for people who need resources for incubators when they get their business since it started. So we're getting every different field we can think of that the community needs help with. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it. And you may have a field out there that's listening that we may not have thought of. Mm-hmm. So you can go to letyourvoicebeheardinc.com and contact us. We'll reach out to you and we'll set it up, because like we said, this place fits 5,000 people. It's not a small arena. We're going to invite a lot of other partners to be part of it, and it's going to be something for the whole community, and it's not going to be a one-time thing.
We're looking for Orange County. We're looking for Seminole County,
exactly.
Polk County, everybody.
All surrounding areas.
That's it. One of the things that my pastor, Derek McCray, from the Experience Christian Center did just recently is he went with a group of people, including Commissioner Hill, to California.
We actually was on that trip.
So y'all did that. Let's talk about that.
So, you know, and big shout out to Pastor McCray. We actually got much love from Pastor McCray, and Regina Hill was on the trip. You know, Desmond Mee was one of the people that got us out there too. And this was an event, and also David Ayala was there too.
Good deal.
That was also a big thing too. And of course us and another groups from Miami, Indiana, and Illinois, and a couple other areas. But we're getting a program that's going to be launching soon. It's going to involve all different sides, from the community to the elected officials to the law enforcement
to faith-based too.
Definitely important. That's why Pastor McCray and other key people were there. And it's going to be something where we all could come together and try to get the guns to stop. It's going modeling off the Boston ceasefire program.
Yeah.
So it's going to be something we implement that literally you're going to see in real time. And literally, like Emery said earlier, it's not for just one person. It's for everybody.
I'm going to tell you something. There's no way that one group could try to eradicate all that's going on. It's not one person.
It's not one group.
It's going to have to be a collaborative effort. And it's going to have to be something that our young people see us coming together.
Yeah.
They see us putting down our attitudes and our just, I don't want to work with them. It's our community. We all live together. We got to all put it back together piece by piece by piece.
You're right about that.
So again, throw out those dates again and the locations for your events
and,
that are coming
also
up.
To let people know too, we'll also be having a community outreach walk May 20th through the Paramore neighborhood. So we're meeting at the Jackson Center, 1002 Carter Street. That's May 20th at 10 a.m. And then we'll be back May 27th at 6:30 p.m. to do another walk at night. So that's something we do normally is the walks through the neighborhood on top of the outreach. But then the dates for the upcoming events, it's going to be June 17th. We'll be at the Holden Heights Center. So that's 1201 20th Street. And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we got July 8th at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. From 12 to 6, we'll be in the amphitheater. And we'll be doing a community resource fair for the whole city and the whole surrounding areas, everybody around.
We can feed off of each other. And
exactly.
That's where the energy comes from. We need a Miles. We need a Zulu. We need a Monica May.
Exactly.
We need Esty. We need everybody that we can think of. We need Derek McCray.
Definitely.
We need Desmond. We need people that have rolled that life before.
Exactly.
Who can really talk that the kids will understand and relate to. The schools can't do it. Our parents are not doing it. And we need to, as people who have already gone out there and seen the devastation, we're going to have to just set by example or set examples for these kids to watch up. Because other than that, Miles, there's too many other Zulus out there that will trap you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So in what you've done and come home, what is the difference that you truly want to make? What's the legacy you want to leave behind, Zulu? Because everybody should have a legacy that they're working toward, wanting to leave behind.
My legacy is wanting to see these kids empowered and not get entrapped with the demons of the times. You know, these young people being influenced by the drugs and the hype of society and the subliminals. You know, it all leads to one thing, and that's death in so many different forms. So, you know, my legacy is to see these kids empowered and not to fall victim to my past and my mistakes, and seeing these kids live a better life, the same life that Martin Luther King had a dream that one day we would be equal, we would be living a productive life in America. I embrace the dream that Martin had, and I want to see my people living it.
17 years, what made you change your mind and want to walk on this path?
Well, in the beginning, for so many years, I would say that I had so many transitional moments, and the transitional moments were periods in my life where, you know, God was imparting different knowledge and wisdom at different times. It was just until recently that everything that I've been going through really started dawning in on me, and to the extent I really started embracing the reality of life. So, you know, God played his role in it, and now it's like everything is moving forward, and I thank God for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was your turning point, Miles?
A lot of people may know, you know, I got a lot of my inspiration from Gino, who was actually taken from us last year. You know, I seen somebody that I grew up with that was a good person who literally...
Part of my brother's keeper, the city of Orlando. Yeah.
And I got to pay my respects to him because I seen people like him who grew up from the same place who knew what they needed to do to make a change and was doing it before a lot of us even caught wind of how we could do something. And, you know, unfortunately, he was caught as an innocent bystander in the drive-by. And, you know, when I thought about it, I got a little son at the house, and it's, if he could be such a good person and a good person in the community, my son could be perfect and still get killed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get up every day. It's not about a check. We don't get paid to do this. You know, we put our own into this because it's more than just us involved. We know we touching people, and what we do today is going to affect tomorrow. So, you know, I get my inspiration from him and so many other people that been doing things, and it's just every day it's a different level we trying to reach.
So your legacy will be for your son. Your legacy will be a community broadening. Just open your mind and come on and do this and just starting businesses and just starting to think different.
Exactly.
My legacy is for mothers to be comfortable talking to their girls about building their esteem, because I always say women birth nations, and we've got to reset and retake our communities. And brothers, I thank you for doing that. Let Your Voice Be Heard, Inc.com. Miles and Zulu Dynasty, we'll be able to reach out to you.
Yes.
And we're going to be on your walks, and we're going to be at your events. And thank you very much for being on with us this morning.
Well, we appreciate you.
We appreciate
a lot.
You too.
And everything you're doing too. It's good to be around people who have like mind, and we can really tell we're going to get some stuff done.
God bless you both, and thank you so much for coming on to share. Just doing a recap, Let Your Voice Be Heard will be doing their walk on May 20th at the Jackson Center, 10 a.m. May 27th, same location. They're coming back, but to do it in the evening at 6:30. Their big crime prevention event at the Holden Heights Center is June 17th, and Star Cares, along with the Florida Department of Health in Orange County, will partner with them that day to do a father and son health fair. It'll be the first of its kind, and yes, we will be doing everything from HIV and prostate exams to sharing information for best practices for our young boys. And then the resource fair that they have planned is July 8th at the Central Florida Fairgrounds from noon until 6. So Let Your Voice Be Heard, Inc.com. Route 7, you can catch them on all platforms of social media. I just wanted to share with you what some of our sons are doing to recapture our community. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Stay right there. Pastor Reva Timms is up next with the Glory of Gospel on Star 94.5.